ဒါကြောင့်ဒါပုဂ္ဂိုလ်တိုင်းသောဘောအတာဝါစံသောတိုင်းအလဲပါစွာခြေဝေမြေကျကြောက်ဝကေတာတဲ့ဒါသာမေကောငါကျောသေးချက်ငကြသောကငါရေဩလာကျင်အရှင်လက်ကျွန်တဲ့သောမလဲအံကျပပါတဲ့ဇာတောဘောလာချာသံသောစံကျတံပညာဘောဆုံးပါတာကုသိုလ်ဩပါညင်ဘောသောပါဒါကြောင့်ဘောလာခေါတာကျင်းစံကြီးအကျင့်ဟံပါကျောစံကျေရှိပါတာခြေစုံတို့ညိုသောတောင်းသောဆောအလာမကုန်ဘောယေမလာဒါနေကေဘေက ဒါကေစံကြံတံကြေကြေညမမလဆဝါချောကုံဘောလာမယေမလာအာတံကေဘေကသုချေအဒါကေစံကြံတံကြေကြေဘာချက်မလဲဆိုလာမကုံဘောယေမလာဒါနေကေဘေကသုချေအဒါကေစံကြံတံကြေကြေညမမလဆဝါချောကုံဘောလာမယေမလာဒါနေကေဘေကသုချေအဒါကေစံကြံဘာချက်မလဲဆဝါချောလာမကုံဘောယေမလာဒါနေကေဘေကသုချေအဒါကေစံကြံတံကြေကြေညမမလဆဝါချောကုံဘောလာမယေမလာ
ကံရေကဲကျဆွေကျအတိုင်းစံကျတန်းကျကျဘာစမလဲဇဝါရှောကေဝဒေယချရာကုန်တော်တာကျေဝဒံကျမလဲစမဖေယကံကျေဆွေကျတွင်ကျန်တော်အလမောင်ဘောဇောဆောအာဆက်
just a few words that even non-believer, even as non-believer, need to practice Dharma, need to practice meditation, need to practice Dharma, even non-believer, who doesn't believe reincarnation, karma, or even no religion, not any religion, need to practice Dharma. Need to practice meditation because you want happiness, don't want suffering, don't want a problem in life. Because of that, so just even a person who believes only one life needs to practice Dharma, reincarnation, since you want happiness. But if you're looking for suffering. If you're looking for what you wish is suffering, and what you do not wish is happiness, then you don't need to practice Dharma, you don't need to practice meditation, you don't need to practice mental transformation, you don't need to practice transformation, you see, transforming the mind into a positive mind, from unhealthy mind into a healthy mind, from, say, from a suffering mind into a happy mind. So you don't need to do that. If the person wishes on the suffering, do not like happiness, like suffering, do not like happiness. In that case, then you don't need to practice the mental transformation of mind from a suffering mind into a happy mind, or from healthy mind to from unhealthy mind to the healthy mind, you see, from disturbing mind into a peaceful mind, even if that. Otherwise, if you are looking for happiness, then no choice. That's the way to go about life. No choice. You have to take. It's like when you're sick, you have to take medicine. Similar, you go to hospital, take medicine. Similar here, since you need happiness, you need to workshop with your mind. You need to say, you need to take care of your mind. If you want happiness, you need to take care of your mind. Then if you take care of one's mind, then through that, it's the best way to take care of the body. By taking care of the mind, it's the best. The best way to take care of the body is by taking care of the mind. Otherwise, take care only body and never take care of the mind. You will constantly have physical problems. As I mentioned scientifically, that among the people who are very angry, impatient, there's more heart attacks. There's more heart attacks in the West. The psychologists or whatever, understand. People who are impatient, there's more possibly as they're angry, you see, more heart attacks, you know, things like that. So you can see by taking care of the mind, then naturally you take care of your body because the vehicle of the mind is wind, the body, you see, the subtle body, wind. So when the mind is peaceful, like for example, the person who is riding the horse, when the person is peaceful, and then the horse also get peace, you know, no disturbances, peaceful, you see. Or the person who is riding on the horse, if it's kind of violent or, you know, not peaceful, then the horse also just get disturbed. similar. So when the mind become disturbed, then you see, negative and unhealthy. The wind, vehicle mind, wind get disturbed. So then unbalanced, see. So this is that fire, water, air, earth, is the four elements in the body become unbalanced. Yeah. Unbalanced. So then that's where the sickness comes. So death is connected to the physical sickness is connected to the mind. It comes from the mind. very clearly. That in the West, there's one husband is a doctor, wife is a psychologist, I don't remember the name of this book. Through their analysis, then they discovered the cancer came from the impure mind. That's what they said through their analysis. And then also also a doctor in Delhi, there's a newspaper, history's analysis, and they said the heart attack or the blood pressure or that. He said that his analysis that by thinking bad about other people, then is that causes blood pressure, blood pressure thing. bad circumcision, you know, blood clot, all this. So I don't remember. I kept the newspaper, but I lost. I kept, but I ended up lost. of course, it's India, but in the West, because in the West, many hospitals, many famous hospitals, they have Indian doctors. You know? One time, the Geshe Sampa Tenzo, about to sell a chair, near 3,000 monks, it was about some time ago. So now the resident is there. At the moment, the LMB, the Mission Buddha, the Mission Center. So when Geshe-la was, when Geshe-la lived in England at the moment, she did first resident teacher there to teach the philosophy and the Geshe-la Center to teach the Lama, at that place where Lama met, that. So anyway, I think maybe the subtlety philosophy. So they divide the subtleties and the center. So anyway, so Geshe-la, his husband sick. So the director of that center took her in London. The musician is the comprehensive city. So he was going to see this top doctor, you know, very learned, very top doctor, famous doctor. So he went on and on and on. So in the hospital. Then when he went, now he went in the room, he's going to see the top doctor. So he's so Indian. Oh, he's Indian. He's a couple shocked. has got a Western, you see. Suppose India, I think, law quality or some issues, you see. This is what, you know, and the general people say, but it's not true, you see. So he saw, you know, the Indian doctors, the high doctors, the Indian, so they're completely shocked. So if that's in London, that's in London. So, so there's many, I think, great doctors, Indian in the West. So anyway, like that. So I think there's truth in what he said, what this doctor there discovered. So when you think of somebody bad, labeled bad, you label, you know, interpret what the person thinks and does to you, bad, and then labeled bad. Then, you know, that you believe in that, you in your label, in your own label, you believe that, and then appear bad, as I mentioned before. Then you see bad, appear bad, then you see bad. So that's your own creation. There, your own projection, you see, on that person. So anyway, then that makes you angry. You create from your mind, you create the whole thing. Then, you see? Before your mind the label bad, you don't see bad. It doesn't appear bad, you don't see bad. It doesn't upset you, it doesn't make you angry. Only after your mind or the person that we think is that, you know, harm to me. So usually it's attachment, harm to the attachment, you are self chasing thought. Someone speaking. So usually harm is that. Not harm bodhicitta, not harm your compassion. You know, that's not the object of compassion. Because that the compassion rises. So how does it harm to compassion? Your compassion. Compassion rises by thinking how that being is suffering. So you see, so how does it have the compassion? Yeah. Think of that suffering, it makes one develop compassion. So so you see, so actually here. So you see, so completely all that creation just came from your mind. You made it up. Your concept is here. And then you get angry with that. You get angry with your projection. You see? And then you hit, you harm to your, you know, which is projection. You see. So, you know, what I explained before, I first taught in how all these projections, so you create all these hallucinations there, you know. There's a hallucination of the, your concept of, you see, your concept that person is truly existing person, you know, a real person in the sense existing from that, not me level by your mind. You see, by your mind, and you know, exist from the side without even mind at all. So, with any mind. Then you only get angry. When you get angry, it is a projection, which, you see, projection. So, something undesirable. Projection, something, you know, to the head, observer. Say something to hurt. See? So, that it rises from itself with some power. This the sort of hurting, you know. It's a mental factor, you see. Projects undesirable objects, you see. You see, you insult that, you know, you see, beat or kill, or shot, or whatever. On the basis of hallucination, projection, you see. So, what makes you angry is by your projection. conceptual existence. And you see, then anger, when anger rises, yes, by thinking how bad it is, then anger rises. You see? This is some projection. So your view must get angry. Must get angry. That's what it is. Projected by your mind, your concept. What label you put, hurt you, back to you, hurt back to you. Yeah? Hurt back to you. You are mental condition is disturbed. You see? If you did a positive projection, kind person, you know? So, something like this. This I also mentioned in Washington just before I left there. So anyway, I think it's important to mention this. So, I myself always become friend of delusion, my enemy. You know, the real enemy, delusion, the wrong concept, delusion. So myself always become friend of my enemy delusion. You see, I'm supposed to, you see, to destroy my enemy delusion. You know, defeat. So you see, but I do opposite. You know, opposite is always servant. Like delusion guru, you are the disciple. You become obedient disciple to the delusion. You see, so serving, yeah. Friend delusion, so that's total opposite. You know, of course, what I want is happiness, what I want is suffering, but what I do is totally suffering, you know, delusion, see. So, I'm supposed to, but it's easy to be, but no, I do the total opposite, which was only called suffering, you know. Delusion overwhelm me, kill me, you know. Yeah, never. I have no freedom. Yeah. Completely dead, all the time. Completely defeated, you see. So the mountain, you know, the mountain, you see, on you, you know, fell on you like that, you see. I don't give any freedom to myself. I don't give any freedom to myself, any peace to myself. So, unbelievable kind, helping me, to destroy my self-sufficient thought, my, you know, attachment. And pacify my anger, because this person, you see, who has anger towards me, doing things what my attachment doesn't like, doing things what my self-sufficient doesn't like. It gives me opportunity to practice patience. So, I'm going to say two ways. Of course, one is going to say the speech path. You know? So, of course, practice patience. Then, by complete parameter of patience, then that brings me to enlightenment. So makes me to achieve full enlightenment, you see. Cessation of all the suffering, not only suffering, but all the mysteries of mind, development, growth, subtle, and completion of all the qualities. then you see, I'm able to liberate the numberless sentient beings from the oceans of samsara suffering and bring them to enlightenment, you see. So this person, what I get from this person is a limitless sky so far. See, the benefit is what I get from this person is like limitless sky. all this benefit, that I can be fully qualified, liberate the numbers in the ocean sometimes, and bring it to enlightenment. But can, so this, I can be this but kind of person who gives me opportunity to practice patience. So the kindness here is unbelievable. They are like limited skies, benefit, what you get from that person. So anyway, this person helping me, and myself, it's always, you know, they say, what I do is to help my enemies to do something like this. Then to harm myself, you see. Constantly. But here, this, you know, helping me to, together, you know, destroy enemy delusions, self-cherishing, attachment, and also on top of that self-cherishing thought, anger, attachment, and that, you know. So how unbelievable kind, you know. Somebody give you $1 billion, you don't get that benefit. Somebody give you $1 billion, you don't get the benefit from that, you see. You know, being also that might get attached to that too. Get $1 billion, then get attached. But here, you see, total opposite to your delusion. Here, it says totally standing, totally against your delusion. You know, the attachment is the subject of your enemy, you see. So it's your reality. He or she is your support. Your support. Destroying your enemy. And your support. Your helper, actually. So, that helping me not to destroy my enemy religion. So this very deep kindness, very deep feeling of kindness, you don't get this from, if someone gives $1 million, you don't get that. You don't get that. Some $1 billion, you don't get that. The deep, deep feeling of kindness. You know, this special kindness. This, you don't get that from somebody $1 million, you don't get that. This very deep kindness. So different. It can be very happy, but, you know, also maybe it can be attached to that, or see. And so, yeah. I mean, so, but this definitely, you know, so against to your enemy delusion, see? Again, so it's your best helper, that best support, best helper, best protection, protect you from delusion, you know, from searching, you see, that. So, there. So recently I thought that, you know, so there's some people troubling you, something like that. So they, then you see, thing into puja, you know, I mean, the organization, the puja. But I thought the puja is actually, I thought that the puja is doing for selfish, for having a selfish mind or for the attachment. Puja to dispel those people's causing problems, you know. The same things, it difficult to prevent. But they actually don't puja for selfish, for having selfish. So here, this, you see, actually, you know, that the antidote to delusion is really. But by abandoning delusion, by ceasing delusion, then you achieve ultimate happiness, everlasting happiness, total liberation, enlightenment. Only by abandoning delusion. You know? by seizing the truth on it, it's liberation, enlightenment. Otherwise not. So while you have the cancer, you won't achieve the healthy body without cancer. See, while you have cancer, your body cannot be healthy without cancer at the same time. So therefore, see what is it? So it's an unbelievable kind, you know, the person, see, unbelievable. The kindness, is something very deep, you know, very special kindness, see. Not everybody does that. Not everybody does that kindness, gives, you know, that being against to your selfish mind and attachment, so this is the delusion, you see, destroy. A long time ago, when I was Dharamsala one time, then I went down, see. So the dialect school teacher was staying there. So I was going to the temple. So the teacher was looking up in the sky, looking down to me, see. So then I came back to Sita, and that time my room is the other corner of the Shiva, not this one, the other corner. So Lama was in the big room. I was in my room at the other corner. So I sat down there, I remembered the teacher, how he looked at the thing. Then I said, thought that, you know, he's helping me to destroy together. And my pride. So, I think that time was a good day, you know, must be a good day, so much fortunate, a little bit fortunate day. So I was able to think, so in the kindness of his, to put him down, you see, the kindness was very deep, you see. But then the only thing, one thing is that I have to offer some present to him to thank, or to offer some, you know, present. Gift, you know, thing, but it didn't happen at the last minute, I had to go down to think, to appreciate, but I thought that I would like to do it, Geshe Rakhti Rinpoche, you know, has a house, a small house, behind his son, Ling Rinpoche, who's elder tutor, Dalana. So, somebody who criticized him, and when he comes to the house, he makes food, momos, very special food, So when the monk comes, when the Geshe comes to criticize him, comes in the house, he makes special food and offer. So these are great practice. Make special food, momo. So very special food is there. So, you know, ask the attendant for the best food and then offer.
You see, the one person comes up to you. So they should have this rather practice. Then the Geshe, the great mentor, Genshin Mahamudu, so who's so fortunate who accomplished this karma abiding in the Dalhousie, and who as well as the Bodhicitta Dhammasala, I think of maybe up on the hill or something, 7 years. Then because he told me that before I took Dharma, from the teaching from him, as a Lama, my best friend that said Dharma friend. So we hear, when he comes, we hear very interesting things about the meditative experiences, which, this meditative, that realization, that meditative, that realization, that because they go to the some regard Islam as Dalai Lama as their rooted guru, so they inform to Islam, may often they attend. But then he can go to Islam at any time. You don't need to go through, you don't need to make an appointment. But probably he knows, probably from his hermitage, he knows what's the right time to go, probably. So he only have to go through the attendant, is only one I ask, request for Islam to give. Generous initiation, secret generous initiation time, so at the time when I stay a long time. That one then he had to ask to the attendant office. So he himself told me that he never went through them. And this is the first time, but it's one he should go through the office for that. So who has achieved? he told me that, Seven years ago, he never went to anybody's house for himself, for his benefit. He never went. So it doesn't mean he never went to other people's house, but it means, for his happiness, So 7 years ago, he never went to anybody's house for his benefit. from that talk, which means he has realization bodhicitta, so it means let go I and cherishing only others and seeking happiness of only others, working for only others. So 7 years ago, so means that. So then he attended, realized the emptiness, it was cave down below, he lived there 7 years from then. So there is realization. So because Geshe Rabdhin Rinpoche, he didn't say, but Geshe Rabdhin Rinpoche, when I was taking comment from Mahamudra first time coming to Mahamudra from Gishamongdu. So if you have any question, you ask Gishamongdu. He has a fresh experience. So that emptiness. So that. But then also not only that, he had great successful mental thinking about tumor, since he was not about any illusory body, clear light, all those things. So it's very, all the development done in that life. So anyway, one day, thief came in his house, took the watch. There's no pressure thing. So what for ordinary people when they come, with the watch, the one thing. So the thief took the watch. So when he came back to the room, watch is gone. So he was so happy. So he was so happy, I'm so happy that thief took away this watch. So these are real Dharma practice now. How you can achieve, from there you can achieve enlightenment, see. So by the ego, okay. By the ego, you see. Such as that. But if you accept that, then you'll be sad, you see. You'll be angry. So what I was saying before, to conclude. I think this person gives me enlightenment, okay? Yeah, I'll give him different patience. I'll give him always press patience. From that, complete time of patience, how it's going to happen, able to enlighten all those things. That's kindness. Vast God's kindness. impossible to get angry, only to see that person, the appreciation, only that's so precious. This is so precious, so kind in your life. And not everybody is angry to you. So only they see, not everyone gets angry to you. So therefore, this is the only one. This is the only one. This is the only one who has anger towards me. You see, which is the only one that gives me an opportunity to practice patience. Yeah. So not others. So it's extremely rare. So even without thinking spiritual way, just just practical, you know, practical way. That, so this is a person of my, this is a person of my trained mind in the patience, in develop good human being, good qualities. To be a good human being with this person, you know. So, I say, but training mind, you see, it's like my doctor, you know, such a psychologist, whatever. Anyway, but training my mind with this person, then I can see perhaps more patience with my children, with my wife, with my husband, you see, with my family, and perhaps more tolerance. So less anger, so more harmonious in the family, you know, with husband, with wife, with children, with parents, you know, with the friends. You say you have less anger, more tolerance, so more harmonious. You're less upsetting. So this is just practical. Just practical. That's obvious, you know. That does require special faith or anything. Religion, see. That's okay. So I mean, you know, if you're angry, you have no peace, have you? And you're angry, you know, no peace happens to other person. So that's that's not political religion. It's just the reality in the life. So there's the peace to others. So yeah. So therefore, then more tolerance, less anger, more tolerance. Yeah. So your husband, your wife, more peace, happiness, and your family, more peace, happiness, and like that, then you don't harm others. Then rest of the sentient being, rest of the people in the world. So less anger towards them, more tolerance, more. So in the action, more peace and happiness to them, more peace and happiness to the world, more peace and happiness to the world. So that's not, you see, this is just the reality, I would say. Easy to understand, no particular faith. So you have more happiness in your, you have better relationship, more happiness, you see, and then you're able to help the world, you know. More peace, happiness, stuff like that. So therefore, here, non-believer, only believer one life, need to practice dharma, need to practice meditation, patience. So, understand, need to practice contentment. Otherwise, so much desire problem and unbelievable. You engage many harm to, when you don't, it doesn't happen. You know, it happens. It doesn't happen to success, you know. Mind never gets satisfied. Then more, you see, whether it's business or whatever, it's more relationship, whatever, it's more. then you engage harm others and so many things. Harm some. Then at the end, the illegal or whatever, end up in the world with bad reputation. By the mind desire, end up with a bad reputation in the world. Then say, end up in the prison, and however, and terrible worry, fear, lose face, and however, all that thing. So therefore here, wise thing is to for your peace and happiness, and peace and happiness others. The practice of contentment, renunciation, contentment. So the business, no limit, say, not satisfaction, more, after 1,000, million, etc., billion, then trillion, however, there's no end. For the desire, never, no end, you say, always want more. So if you follow to that, so therefore, what happens? You always you don't have good karma, you don't have merit. But you see,
many people don't think of the merit, cause of success, the merit would come to think. You just think your idea, economic policy, your business idea, you just think that this is going to happen, this is going to happen. But you never think of the cause, the merit. There has to be merit, good karma, you never think of that. So far, success came from some little merit from past, good karma. So then when that, you don't care more, you don't think that, don't know that, and then finish that. Little merit, what you have living on that, finish. Wealth and all that. Now, they finish, run out. Then now it's the new karma. So then you face so many difficulties. And the next day, you become beggar. The next day, all the business clubs, next day, you worry about even rent. Even how to pay rent, you know, the family food. It's like that. So this happens many times in the world. So the shortcomings of desire, not personal contentment. So again here, even one life, to believe one life in your practice. Since you want happiness, you need to practice Dharma, meditation, the contentment, the renunciation. So about that, the same, and then with the compassion, same, and all the things. So however, even non-believer, even as non-believer, no religion, even as a non-believer, you see. But it's very useful to look for this I, even as a non-believer, to do meditation analysis, this I. What do you believe? What appears to you, what do you believe? Is there or not? Look for, even as a non-believer. It helps so much. It helps. It's like when the hot water is boiled up, put the cold water, calm down. So you have this unbelievable problem, business or relationship or something. Then other people criticize and all this, you know. So you think, you look at the eye, like who's so scared or who's, I'm going to do better than others, or they're so scared or something going to receive harm. So you look for this eye, can't find it. You see? Can't find. So, everyone is a little reincarnated, karma, all these things, but just one life. But you do this meditation, this research, the analysis, you know, analysis like scientist. You see? So suddenly, it cuts the problem. Problem is not there. Mm. You don't see this problem. So, it really cuts the problem. See, so what appeared before problem now is being told doesn't make sense. It's childish. All that. See, when you think this, when you discover you're aware that emotional eye, not there. So here, Dharma practice meditation is not only for people who believe reincarnated karma, really definitely need these things, really definitely need it in the life of young people, in the life of old people, taking only this one life, you know? Need everybody. Without that, how can you enjoy life? Without the compassion of this, you know, the positive mind, how can you enjoy the life? I'm not going to go up there, so I just must. So, I think. Then as a Buddhist, no question. We should train our mind whenever difficulty comes in our life. Must think, train our mind. Use that. You know, when we explain that, you know, what is in his recent teachings many times. This is a very very good thought transmission practice. But from Benjamin Shakyashiri, Lama, great Lama. So. Mm.
I don't have a bad memory to remember the question. You know, the meaning is when you encounter suffering, may all sentient beings suffering be wrapped, take all sentient beings suffering on ourself, and may the oceans of suffering of others, sentient beings, may the oceans of suffering of all sentient beings be dried out. When you have happiness, you know, you dedicate your happiness to collect merits. beginning part, I don't remember exactly, but meaning that, you dedicate your merits, you know, to sentient beings. You dedicate your merits, your happiness to sentient beings, to collect merit. So you do that, then you collect limitless class of merit. Because the number of sentient beings whom you are dedicating your happiness, giving your happiness, is numberless. So numberless merit you collect. So, you see, first things was, and then, pendant naga kaosu. Next one. May the sentient beings, may the pendant naga kaosu, may the whole sky filled with peace and happiness. What it's saying is that every sentient being, number of sentient beings, when you make a prayer, may everyone receive skies of peace and happiness. So when you in the daily life, when you experience happiness, dedicate, you give your happiness to all sentient beings, see? To Christ merit. Okay? The prayer, may every sentient being receive, you see, skies of blessing. May each receive skies of receiving peace and happiness, you know. So now here, when we experience happiness, you know, for example, 5-star hotel or some comfortable luxury place, when you're there, you give this to all sentient beings. This comfort, this you give all sentient beings. Then you see, then this way you collect. You don't run out of merit. Otherwise, you see, little merit you collect, this is a result of little merit you collect before. So, if you only enjoy that, so of course with attachment, then we can cause samsara, you know, with self-change, that become an obstacle to achieving enlightenment. If it's not enjoyment, you're living in that beautiful luxury house, if it's not done with bodhicitta, you know, good heart, compassion, so with the attachment, they become caused samsara, you see. Die is born again, samsara, or suffer continuously, you see. So like that. So you run out, little merit, you can't run out quickly. Then you face hardships, poverty, you face poverty. So you see, run out of money, you see. So now here you see, you use for both these factors, you know, you comfort the luxury, you give all sentient beings. So you collect limitless gas merit, and then you pray them, you see, to every single one receive, the skies of peace and happiness. So you do that when you have not only place, but any enjoyment, any happiness, daily life, friendship, or whatever, any happiness. So you dedicate. So this way, always you create good karma, limitless gas of merits. So then all this becomes cause of enlightenment. Not just because of cause of enlightenment, because you dedicate for sentient beings. Yeah? So the highest success like that. So what I'm saying, I mentioned it in finish. So we should train our mind, any difficulty in our life, we should exercise our mind that, to look at the positive. People criticizing, whatever. Positive. We should train, exercise our mind. That was just really positive. So, you know, so useful total mesh practice, they what Bench Shakers mentioned, what it always mentions. But during the translation, is taking other sentiment suffering And so that was left out. So I think the people didn't get actually the real point in that time. But the ocean of suffering be dried up, that happened. But the middle one, very important one, didn't hear. Because it's extremely difficult to translate Dharma. I mean, who can translate from beginning to end perfect without missing anything, any point? But extremely difficult. Extremely difficult. Can do. I mean, there, I'm sure people can do, but there's not everybody can do. So they said, so anyway, and then whatever difficulty arises, immediately give it to your ego, give it to your self-cherishing thought. Other somebody criticizes you, bad treat, whatever, give it to your self-cherishing thought, destroy. Now, who never allowed you to achieve enlightenment so far, and diversion and enlightenment, only suffering from beginning to birth up to now. You give it to the subject. When you have the difficulty in their life, somebody criticizing them, this happened, something you know, didn't happen, didn't do what you like, you see. the opposite. However, we should train our mind, exercise, immediately to give the subject, and destroy the subject. Because all this, anything that didn't happen according to your wish, you see, something happened opposite, shortcoming is self-cherishing thought. You see, in the past, you know, didn't fulfill wishes of sentient beings, or didn't fulfill wishes of gurus, or do sentient beings, you know, didn't do as what they are, what they, you know. So anyway, being jealous of others' success, so therefore now here, your success gets disturbed by others. You know, because in the past, being jealous of others' success, you see, or disturbed others' success. So therefore, this is a, this, the karma collected with self-change from the past is circled, the wheel of sharpen circle on your, on you, but you give to this ego and cut the ego. So this way then, you can think all this, other people's criticism of the difficulties, you can think this is the most precious thing in your life. Other people criticizing, but whatever you say, this, you know, this most precious thing is, how fantastic is this? So we should exercise our mind, train our mind to think like that. Then there's no problem in the life. I say, problem's gone. So third transformation, I say, looking at a certain happiness, say, a day, then goodbye problems. Like apple day, was a goodbye doctors. So similar to that. So that's it. So no, that's it. Not the Golden Sutra, the real Golden Sutra. I like Buddha, this Buddha very much. So. So anyway, just first praise Buddha. Punzo gele jewe drumbe goda ye drumbe rewa gongwe mawe seja jijin zibe ero sha ye zo te la me ja za. So this this is middle version. There's a longer version, middle version, short version. This one I'm reading is in the my Mickey Mouse definition. It came out of the
middle one to do. So then, I think, so of course, the short version is last page, you know, but then this came out, so, and I like the, so this is what, you know, it was difficult, but could have go through, read the Kodala Sutra, the skies of benefit, it has reading this, listening this, even just listening this. So by reading this, Kundalini Sutra, it directs your life towards enlightenment. Your life only go up, you never go down. Only go towards enlightenment, only go up. So that is extremely important. So this is Kundalini Sutra, unbelievable protection. So you have so many protectors, they guard you all the time. So that's why you are free, being free from many problems. And all your wishes, you collect all so much merit, so your wishes naturally become fulfilled. All your wishes for happiness, to help others, yourself. And then, when you read this, in this example here, Portland, so all the sick people in Portland, it becomes a healing for all the sick people in Portland, same New York, whichever city you are reading this, all the sick people in the city, it becomes healing for them. So it is unbelievable. So if you want to pray somebody, a family member sick with cancer or something, it's good to read. If you don't know meditation, don't know what to do, other thing, if you can read Kundalini Sutra, it's a very good book. Good thing to do. So, and then the Kundalini Sutra say, especially they bring peace and happiness in the country, in the world. It's especially for that. This is special benefit for that, and. So some time ago, when this so much war happening in the Iraq and all that, so of course, just my Mickey Mouse definition. So it came out very the best to bring peace. Reading Kundalini Sutra. Reading Kundalini Sutra for world peace, like situation in Iran, like that, is not very good. So now there's Burma, all that is a problem. So then, like that. The next one is to build a Pacific stupa, and that. So the unbelievable benefit to others. So there's, so normally I suggest, also I think through website as well, a suggestion or request. So to read, even one paragraph, no matter how busy you are, even to read some paragraph, you see, and that. so it helps you. It takes care of you from now on up to enlightenment, and then it benefits. See so much of the world, you see. So and then it is said that, but when the Kundalini Sutra doesn't exist anymore on this earth, that time Buddha Dharma stopped. But as long as the Kundalini Sutra exists in this world, there is the Dharma. It comes in some of the chapters and so like that. So there are many special mantras. So this collects like skies of merit, unlimited merits. So then that helps all your wishes become true, including enlightenment. You see, so know that. So. For success. wealth or whatever the things need to say. So there are many special mantra inside also. That. It is also very good to me. when you drive car, because so much of our life we have to spend in car, coming and going.
so much life goes in power. So therefore, it's very wise thing to, to CD, in English, the CD, you put in the car, then you recite together. While you're driving, you can recite together, you see. You can listen that incredible purification merit, but also you recite, so the much more merit and purification. So that's what needs. So I see this all transmission, the middle one from Jebje Bagula Rinpoche, who is the embodiment of the 16 Arhats who asked the Buddha to protect the Dharma and look, to take the who are the Dharma practitioners. So actually they are enlightened being. So there's a Bagula Rinpoche, Bagula Arhat Bagula, who is holding the mongoose in the hand. So this Rinpoche whom I received this old commission is the embodiment of that. So Rinpoche passed away some time ago. And so in Ladakh, there was no monkeys. They didn't even see monkeys. But after Rinpoche passed away, Rinpoche monastery where the prayer flag, stands up. So there's some monkeys running around there. So the first time see the monkeys there. Then the monkeys came in room, Rinpoche's room, and they sat on the Rinpoche's bed, where Rinpoche sits. He sit there. Then the attendant, bring food, like normally you offer to Rinpoche, bring a set of all the food in tray, then you bring up like this, put on the table. Then the mongoose eat. And the mongoose eat. There's 7 days. So this is amazing. So the Arhat has a mongoose holding. So it means there's an Arhat also. other benefits in them is bring wealth, relieving poverty. So, so the attendant trip, served like Rinpoche there, you see. So the monks were there for 7 days. Before what's called death, the way it comes, then I must make sure, to never be Lord, to teach a higher bit. And not only that, make sure to be free from samsara. And from that, just to really expand, this is called Papanga, which is the shortest motivation. But I'm expand a little bit. So all my past, present, future, have I receive all my numbers, past, present, future, happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything from every hell beings, numberless hell. There are numberless hell beings from each of them. All my happiness, every single comfort, I just as the most precious, most kind one in my life. Then all my numberless past, present, future, happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything. I receive by kindness, every hungry ghost. Feel that. Most precious, most kind one in my life. number as I receive all my number, past happiness, present, future happiness, including liberation, enlightenment, everything. I receive a kind of every single animal, the noblest animal, second thing, that most precious, most kind of in my life. I receive numberless past happiness, present future happiness, liberation, enlightenment, everything, from by kindness to every single human beings. Every single human being, the numberless human beings, and including the human, including the human beings here, in the hall. So, not only thinking human being in the sky or something, but just, you know, thinking everybody here, you know. And especially think of your enemy. You know, whom you hate or who hate you. So, especially remember that, include that. All your power, numbers, powers, present, future, all are received from every human being here. And all the rest. That most precious, most kind way in my life. numbers past, present, you have a liberation. And it's about kind of every single suras, asuras, suras, asuras, all those devas, all the gods. That's the most precious one. numbers past, present, you have a liberation. And it's about kind of every single intermediate state being. That's the most precious, most kind of my life. Now think, I have all the opportunities to, you know, I have a responsibility. I have a universal responsibility to free each and every single sentient being from all the suffering causes, bring to enlightenment. Okay? I have all the opportunity to do that. You know? To learn as a Medhva Dharma, have a virtuous friend who will reveal the path to enlightenment without missing the path, okay? So that I can, you know, complete inner development, okay? So, I have all this opportunity. So, I have full responsibility, you know, from that, even just from that, because I have all the opportunities. So, I have full responsibility, also the things happening here, to bring with enlightenment. So, therefore, so first feel this. You know, feeling universal responsibility. I'm responsible. Number is helping us free from all the suffering. I'm responsible, total responsible, free all the suras from all the suffering. I'm full universal responsibility, free all the asuras from all the suffering. I'm total universal responsibility, free all the numbers helping us from all the suffering. Bring to enlightenment. I have a universal responsibility in total. Free the hunger, numbers of hungers from the suffering God bring. And numbers of animals from the suffering God bring. And numbers of intermediates to bring free from the suffering bring. feel this. Therefore, there are other ways, not the means to accomplish this, which is first my self teaching and state of mission mind. which has a complete qualities of understanding and compassion and power. Perfect compassion, perfect power. So, so for that, I need to exercise path. So, for all this success, and then to say, to offer extensive benefit to sentient being, teaching of Buddha, then I'm going to take all transmission of the Golden Sutra.